Blog Talk Radio.
KC and Teddy.
Yeah.
Yes, Teddy.
Yeah.
What we gonna do for them right now? Look, we gonna welcome you all back to She's On Radio. That's what we gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna welcome them back. You think they ready for that welcome?
I think they ready for the welcome, baby.
I don't think they ready for the welcome, man. You know what? I was going to postpone She's On Radio to August the 13th, but this weekend I got so many people running up to me. KC, what happened to She's On Radio? Where is that? What happened? So, because you all want it back, we're up. All right? Merry Christmas to apes and every one of you all. Merry Christmas. So, Teddy, how was your weekend?
Brother, man, it was off the damn chain.
It was off the damn chain, man. Tell us a little bit about your weekend, Teddy P, Teddy Bear. Tell us about your weekend.
I didn't tell you about that Teddy Bear, man. Come
oh,
on,
you
man.
Like it. You like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Got to show off.
Yes. But the weekend, man, it was off the chain. Seeing Pretty P, King Kells, all the other entertainers, man, oh, my God. And then when I got to dance from Pretty P, I ain't know what to do with myself.
Oh, you knew what to do.
I knew what to do, but I was in shock. Like, oh, my damn.
Man.
Whew, speechless, bro, speechless.
I'm going to say is I got the biggest headache in my life. And it's not a bad headache now. It's one of those good headaches when you've been screaming all goddamn night and you wake up the next morning, like, you know what I'm saying? It's one of them headaches. It's like, yes, oh, my God. You know, for it to be the first She Pride, it definitely went successful. Definitely went successful. So many women, I didn't even know. Till today, Teddy, that somebody was in the building from London. They flew from London to She Pride.
Are you serious?
Yes, I saw it on my wall, and they tagged me. And I'm like, you know, at first I was like, okay, maybe they're talking about maybe London, you know, Oklahoma or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe London somewhere in the United States, but no, London, England.
Wow, you doing it big, bro.
She said it was London. She said England, London. I'm going to go back to it, man. I'm going to tell you exactly where she said she was from in a few minutes. But I can't believe it. And we had people from California. Shout out to California for making this event. You ladies did your goddamn thing. I'm going to tell you right now. Teddy, I don't know about you, but them women was running around the Pride, like, with chickens and their heads cut off, man. Tip, man. Look, that's all I'm going to tell y'all is California came in there and they really did show She's On some love. And I definitely appreciate it. I gotta tell y'all, I appreciate y'all so much.
Yes.
So tell me what you had on this weekend. With that, them Jesus slippers on, man, and that dress. I promise I wouldn't tell nobody about that dress, but you know, I had to tell some. You know, I tell people about that dress every weekend, man. We was cutting up, we was talking about it. I think you should show people that dress, man. I think you should.
No, no way. You gotta show people the dress?
Yeah, come on now. Stop acting like that.
If they want to see the dress, they gotta go on my page, man. You can share the picture. I ain't ashamed no more. I'm comfortable with that picture now.
I hear that. And one more thing, man. Before I go into this show, right? We're gonna talk about some crazy things. That, you know, She Pride has. I have enough topics to last us through the rest of the year with this damn She Pride.
Right.
I've seen some stuff. Right. That's all I'm saying. We're gonna. Our topics gonna flow from there. But first of all, anyway, I want to say thank you to each and all of the performers. If you are on the line tonight, I want to thank you for coming out to She Pride 2012. You know what I'm saying? It went down. Special shout-outs, you know, to Pretty P. Pretty P. Yes. Yeah. Let me say it one more time. Hold on. Pretty P. I want to shout out Pretty P. Pretty P is awesome. You know, her attitude is the same attitude she give you on the phone, on her videos. She is one awesome person. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to send her some shout outs because, yes, you made my night. You made my week. Matter of fact, you made my life, Pretty P, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop smiling, man, because, I mean, I wanted to always meet you. So I met you, and, yes, Merry Christmas. Mm. That's all I had to say for myself. I felt like I was the goddamn kid under the tree. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
I want to thank you for coming out, Pretty P. And King Kales, y'all hear the lady screaming? Y'all heard y'all. King Kales, you are her large dude.
Yes.
Kales is hilarious. I definitely want to thank you for coming out as well. You really did set it off. Y'all set it off, I'm telling you. Y'all left women in Richmond, Virginia panties wet. I know I had to ask women if they had their panty liners on 35 times in a minute because all you seen was stuff floating on the goddamn floor. Some real talk. It was crazy, man. So, like I say, Ted, how do you feel about Pretty P and King Kales?
I was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, like, oh my mother freaking gosh! When I seen them, my voice got high and some motion. I'm like, how y'all doing? They was cool. They were two of the most wonderful people I could ever meet in my lifetime.
Yeah,
and it was an honor. They took pictures with me, shook my hands. King Kales called me tight flight security of the world. Yes. I enjoyed them both. I can't wait to see them again.
Yes. That is what I'm got to say about King Kales and Pretty P. Also, I want to thank the Juice. Yes. The Juice. Y'all came in. Y'all sat down. I said, hey, a situation is going on. And what they do, Teddy?
They came in.
And they fucking wrecked it just like I thought they would do. I want to thank y'all for, hey, thank y'all so much, man. I appreciate that. I really do. I really, really do. Crowd loved you. Especially you, Kareem. They loved you. Okay. Yes, they love you. And how you remember? I want you to say it one time. Say it, Teddy. We can't say it like you, boo boo. But
I know, but like, how you doing?
They loved you, and I'm really looking forward to the interview. And you know, anything you interview us, let us know. We on our way. Okay. Anything y'all need us to do, whatever. Merry Christmas. All that stuff is in your paper. I want to know, ladies, I see there's a lot of you all on here. I want to know, how was your experience at She Pride 2012? If it was a bad experience, tell us what we need to do to fix it. If it was a good one, let us know. tell us your favorite moments, all that good stuff. So I want y'all press number one right now so we can get in, we can talk to you. Yeah, don't be scared. We don't bite. No, we don't.
We don't bite.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless you want us to.
You know what? They probably want us to bite, man. You know, they kind of freaky.
I know.
Kind of freaky on this line. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, not at all. We love that. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
so,
yes.
What we're going through right now, let's see how you call 919-919-806. You know the deal. Tell us how you feel about She Pride, if you was there, if you wasn't there, something, Merry Christmas or something. Let us know exactly. And you know the deal. Make it a little brief. You could talk. Make it a little brief. I got a whole lot of callers on the line tonight. All right? So, are you calling 919-806? Talk to us.
Yay! Oh, my God. I miss you guys so much. Oh,
we miss you, too.
Yes. I've been so looking forward to hearing you guys' voice. Like, oh, my gosh. I still love that. All right. Oh, my God. I so love you guys.
Oh, man.
We love you, too.
I didn't get to make it to She Pride. I had to work. I was busy. But I did hear it was good. I heard it was bananas. Like, a lot of people were talking about it on Twitter. I saw some pictures on Instagram. From my, them pictures. Boy. Man, y'all was getting it in up there. Like, oh, my God. Yes, this. I'm so proud of y'all because everybody is talking about this. Like, it needs to be a trend on Twitter. Like, everybody is talking about She Pride. Like, a lot of people are talking about Kels and Pretty P and how they just wrecked it, just went up there and showed they ass, just gave it to them. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I was there. But, yeah, I heard it was really, really good.
You know what?
Really good.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were there. You were there because even though you was not there, you was not there physically, your spirit was there, and you saw the pictures, right? So pictures tell a story. Pictures tell a story, so you was there. And you got to see it. You just didn't get to see what we man. But guess what? Don't even worry about that because there's always the next year. Yes, I am doing it next
Yay.
Year, ladies. Yeah.
Yay.
And so, yeah. So it's always the next year. So don't get discouraged on that. And yeah, you was there.
Yay.
Just stay like that, okay?
I was there, and it was the bombdiggity.com.
What you say, girl? Say what was that, girl? I want her to stay just like you just did. Come here, go ahead, girl.
The bombdiggity.com.
Oh shit, man, that's that girl. The bombdiggity.com. That sound like a long fight. Don't that sound like a long fight?
Bombdiggity.com.
I'm afraid of one girl. A long diggity dog. What you say? What you call it? Bomb diggity.
What the hell?
Bombdiggity.com. That's some new stuff. I like that. That's some new stuff. You got some new words, vocabulary over here. I know I'm going to write it down.
Oh, man. Question. Do you guys have a topic tonight?
We sure do. We're going to be talking about She Pride. And we're going to be talking about She Pride. And we're going to be talking about beauty and hygiene.
Ooh,
Every conversation that I talk, that me and Teddy talk about for the next 2 or 3 weeks will be referring to She Pride 2012.
Yeah.
I told you that event. I was in there, girl, I had my pen and my brain and my pen was writing down topics, girl. I was topicing it up, you know what I mean?
I know.
There's a lot of things. Girl, we need to talk. We need to talk. She's on radio. Okay?
Yes.
We need to talk. It's all positive, though. It's all positive. It's all positive.
Okay.
What'd you say, Chad?
Just
like,
my bad.
Teddy, calm down, man. Your little boy.
I am calm.
Oh, I am calm. Oh, wow.
Bye, sweetheart. We want to thank you so
much.
Don't you say bye. Don't you say bye.
Well,
I tell you, you already know that. Come on now.
All right. Well, y'all already know I'm here. Oh, my gosh. Teddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Teddy. I just thought I would let you know that you are sexy.
Yes.
Ooh. God, somebody knows.
Ooh, you did. Hold on, wait a minute. Say that one more time. I ain't hear you. Say that one more time.
Teddy, you are freaking gorgeous. You're beautiful. You're just.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. You're on the radio now. Don't get me all hot and bothered.
I know that. That's what I mean.
Jesus. I'm
going to
have to go
take
me a
full
shower.
Jesus. I'm sorry. I've been wanting to tell her for the longest. She done got them hound dogs hard as hell. I need a cigarette, Lord.
I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm sexy. Thank you.
Oh, man. Don't, Casey, you said she too. I just wanted to tell
No, Teddy is hot. You are hot, boo-boo. Come here, baby. Come and put your little booty on me, Teddy.
Oh, man. I miss you.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I got Teddy all hot and bothered now. Now Teddy not gonna talk the rest of the show. See, look. I'm gonna talk, man.
Yes, you better talk.
I'm getting text messages on my other phone, so yeah, I'm talking. I'm gonna talk. What's up?
Lord, now you got over here moaning and shit.
Now look what
I gotta go through.
I love you, bro.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, y'all get back to your callers. Get back to me on this topic. Y'all know I'm going to go in. So, yeah.
I already know.
All right.
Going down.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Don't go
you
no damn. All right. We'll be right back to you, sweetheart. All right.
All right.
All right. Area right, code 919-806. She's On Radio. Tell us your experiences. About. She prior 2012. 254-64, talk to us.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. I have a cold, but, you know.
Nothing wrong with a cold. Take a little Theraflu or suck a little lemon or something. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I didn't get to make it to Sheep Line. But next year. It is okay.
Teddy, they sounded sad, right?
I am sad because I heard about it like in the beginning of July, I think. And then it was a lot going on. And I was like, ooh, I want to go. And then, yeah. I didn't get to go.
Well, just like I told the other caller, you were there. You might not have been there physically, but you still were there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. I was there. I was over there in the corner twerking.
Yes, you was. I saw you too. I saw you. Shit. That was you? Look.
Yeah. That was me.
Nice.
The zebra swing.
There you go. Twerking up. Park it up a little bit. Ain't was it?
Oh, y'all are silly.
It's always next year, sweetheart.
It is.
Or you
next
can make
year,
it to or you can. We'll be here in December too. Have another one.
Oh,
make
yeah.
Yeah. Mace Boy gonna be coming out with Submissive and Pain. pools and, you know, so you come and check that out. Save them coins, girl. Save them coins.
I know. I'm a little piggy bank.
Girl, you better crack that piggy bank, girl.
Y'all sound like y'all had a good weekend. Y'all's voices sound different. Like, y'all just,
I mean, you know what? Ever since I got a chance to meet Pretty P and King Hales, my voice has went from, hey, what's up, girl? Hey, I'm a little group over here, girl. I got a little feminine a little bit, too. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just joking, but, you know, I mean, it's just, you just, you know, able to meet different people and you're not, mm-hmm. you know, seeing the same people 24/7 and it's a big mm-hmm. group of lesbians. It's people that, you know what I'm saying, y'all coming together and it's positive. Like, mm-hmm. that makes you smile. Positivity yeah. makes me smile. So, you know.
Did y'all get to meet Susan? Did y'all meet Susan?
No, Susan was not feeling good.
Oh.
So everybody send y'all prayers out to Miss Susan as well, everybody. You know. Yeah.
Oh,
but Susan was there too. She was over there.
She was twerking. I was twerking with her.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, y'all get to y'all's other callers because I want to hear people who went since I didn't go.
We'll be right back to you, sweetheart, all right?
Okay.
All right. Are you go 804. Here go a goer. 804. This is our ticket winner, everybody. 236. Talk to us. Tell us about your She Pride experiences.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my God. I had the best. I mean, there's so many moments. I can't even tell everybody, but I had the best time in my entire life. I made it my business to meet everybody that I didn't know. I walked around to everybody, and the most important moment of my entire life, I gotta tell y'all, I went to the restroom, and as I was coming out the restroom, Pretty P was coming up the steps. And she must have seen my reaction, because she just offered me so much love. She is so humble. She is the sweetest person that you ever could meet. If anybody that don't know her, oh, God, I got pictures with her. I got pictures with King Kales, too, and they both are just they two wonderful people. I had a wonderful time. I'm never going to miss She Pride ever, ever. If God willing, any minute years that I'm here, I'm going to be in She Pride. I'm going to need for y'all to know that. I had a ball. It was a new me. I just really enjoyed myself. I don't think I ever enjoyed myself at no event like that ever. I had a ball.
Oh, I saw you, girl. You was walking around with smiles the whole night.
Yes, I had fun. I mean, I couldn't even sit still. I mean, I don't even think I sat down. Heels on and everything. I was gone. And Poison, I love Poison. JC, I love your wife. I mean, I just met all types of wonderful people. They just, I love it. And I got to meet Teddy too. Teddy, you was busy, but I met you. You sweet person. I just had fun. I just had so much fun, y'all. Y'all just have no idea. I'm still telling people. I even told my kids how much fun I had.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, man, because, you know, we all deserve to smile. We all deserve to see something different. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad you got to experience that, you know?
I know. I remember you was telling me, like, I told you that I ain't know nobody, so I was a little nervous about it, but
mm-hmm.
all of that just went away. Like, as soon as I walked through the door, everybody was just so nice. And I don't know what the dancer with the red hair in the front, I don't know what her name was, but
Chanel.
I fell in love with her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I fell in love with her. I mean, it was just all the performances, all everybody. They just was, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I went by myself the first night, and I still had a wonderful time. Wonderful.
So, I'm glad you had a wonderful time because you were wonderful. You know, I've been knowing you for a while. And, you know, see a smile on your face. That made me smile. So,
I haven't smiled like that in a long time.
She went outside cheesing, girl. I said, Lord.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. All of that. Just thank you. Thank you. I really enjoyed myself. I really did.
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad. Now, see, I'm going to ask everybody that went to Sheepra. I want to know this because I need to know this, right? So, you know, that was my first time hosting, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know.
What you want to know?
I want to know if I was terrible, was it good, you know, did I keep the crowd, or, you know.
Oh, you was great. The only thing I don't like is I don't like for you to let people get to you. You know, it was a couple of things that happened that, you know, that people knew better what they were doing. I just didn't like how, I don't want you to let stuff like that get to you because you are a very, very good person. For you to put together this event like that. I mean, I guess for anybody to do something like that, what you did, you know, I know it won't easy. So for you to be able to put that together like that, and I mean, everything from even down to the way it was decorated and all of that, you did a wonderful job. I commend you for it. I don't even think I probably could have did it. That's why I was like, you need me help anything, you know, like, anybody need me, anything, like, let me know. Because I know it was hard for you. I know it was. Oh, and shout out to the Juice, too, because I love them. They're wonderful. They are wonderful.
Yes, they were, girl. How you doing? What do you say? I want him to say it, girl.
Yes, they, especially, oh, Mimi is so funny. And she was walking around with the performers, and, you know, I mean, it was nice. I think you did a wonderful job. You did a wonderful job. And if anybody says you didn't, oh, well, I think you did a wonderful job. I know you. I've seen it for myself. You do a wonderful job. Teddy, you too. I'm going to give you your props, too, because you did a wonderful job. I mean, everybody that, your wife, you know, everybody that pitched in and helped out, all of y'all, that y'all put it together so well. It was so nice. It really was. I really enjoyed it. I can't wait for Winter Wonderland.
Thank you so much. Oh, Winter Wonderland, we got some stuff in store for you for that one.
Yes, I'm not going to be the first one at the door. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm not waiting for nobody. Y'all know I ain't waiting for nobody. No, nothing. Like, if y'all come on now, y'all gotta get it together. We gotta get it together. Let's do this, y'all. I mean, that's something like that is just. It was just wonderful. Just to see all the, you know, all the gay people and all, it was great. It was wonderful. I can't even express that enough. From Friday, Saturday, the park, everything. I loved it. Everything.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you loved it. I'm glad you liked it. You know.
I mean, like I told you, I can go this whole 2 hours, you know, and let you know it's different things, but I'm not. I'm going to let other people talk, but it was wonderful. If you all missed it, you know, the pictures that y'all seeing, look at them, everything that you see on those pictures is what it was. It was wonderful. So.
Yes,
I hope to see everybody at Winter Wonderland, and she cried next year. Please come, please. I'm personally helping promote this next year because that thing was, woo, let me shut up. Go to the next call.
Girl, did you see the red girl? Did you see?
And tell Port, and look, Port, no, I ain't got, Lord, Port, I love her too, Lord Jesus. I loved everybody. I had a good time. I really
and everybody did. Loved you too.
Thank all you. Right.
Well, we're going to come back to you because we know you're going to go in on the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
I think this might be who I think it is, Teddy. Area code 302. You know Area code Teddy? know the area code tag, the 302.
Yeah, buddy. I know that
all
area
right.
code.
We know that area code. Area code 302-279. Talk to us.
How you doing?
Yes, everybody, I would like to introduce you to, if y'all was there on Saturday, the Juice.
Hello, everybody. This is King Smiles. I was hosting the Juice with my co-host, Humble Soul. It was so fun.
Yes,
It was so fun. I just want to tell y'all. Kind of didn't really tell y'all like to your ear or to face to face, but we really appreciate the opportunity for us to host She Pride. We appreciate it a lot, and everybody loved us. We were just being us.
Yes, they did. They really did love you. They really, really did. They did. Trust me.
And by the way, and the reason why I'm on here by myself, because we're so dedicated to y'all, we're actually, me and Humble Souls in the hospital right now, because when she woke up Sunday morning, she had a bad toothache, and today it got really, really bad. So we're at the hospital right now, but no matter where we're at, as you see, we're always going to support y'all, because that's what we do. So she can't talk because her mouth is so swollen. She can't talk. It's not funny, but yeah. But she can't talk right now, but she definitely enjoyed herself, and she had a lot of fun. And I just want to clear up something really quick since I'm on She's Own Radio. Let me say something. The person know who you are. Maybe never been fake, a.k.a. Humble Soul. I just want to say that. Her co-host, King Smiles. She never been fake a day of her life, so I don't know where all this is coming from. Jealousy, I don't know. But at the end of the day, our followers are going up. We're going to keep being positive, and we're going to let the haters hate. So you know who you are. I just need to say that. All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But anyway, back to She's On.
All right.
She Pride. Just to let all the callers know, all the people that couldn't come and all the people that was there, I just want to let everybody know, tomorrow the Juice at 9 o'clock, and 9 o'clock Eastern time, it's actually like a 16-minute video of like snippets of the whole event, from the interview with Kel, the interview with Teddy and KC, little snippets of. It's going to be really nice. It's going to be really, really nice. But for y'all to see it, y'all have to follow me or Humble Soul. So let me give them a minute so they can get a paper and pen down or, you know, all that stuff. Because for them to see it, they have to follow us, because we're going to be the first one that's going to put it up. Like, bam, this is She Pride. So, yeah, but while everybody's getting ready. But it was really fun. I really enjoyed myself. That was actually our first time hosting it, and someone actually asked me, was like, did you host before? I was like, no. They was like, you did such a good job. So that was very nice to hear. And it was so many people coming up to me, asking me questions. Some people saying they was following me. I didn't know who they was, but I was like, look, tweet me. It was fun, and I would definitely do it all over again next year. I know next year will be even more bigger. Hold on real quick. Sorry, I got... Hold on.
Hey, guys. It's Mimi.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, so I'm going to try to talk real quick, but we really, really did have a really good time. It was awesome. I love you guys. I support everybody that's positive out there. And like King said earlier, you know, he didn't have to vent, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, when you're doing positive things, people want to hate, and people want to throw dirt on your name, and people want to, you know, throw bricks at you, but you just got to keep dodging them, because at the end of the day, we're all in this community. We're all trying to do positive things. So the fact that people could hate on us or, you know, speak negative things, I just give it to God, because at the end of the day, God knows that we're all trying to do something positive for our community. We have people that already hate us because we're gay. So to deal with that within the community is reckless, and I just, you know, like I said, I give it to God. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I really had a good time. I really can't talk. I sound retarded, like I'm like a little dysfunctional right now. But I love you guys. I support you guys. I support all the radio stations. No Creative View, which I'm, me and Kim are part of now. So shout out to them because we really love you guys and support you. And we support, you know, and Infinite Souls. We support everybody. We don't have time for drama. We just want to be kept on a positive note. Winter Wonderland, we will be up there to see you guys. We just let me know. I already let the hotel know that I will be back. So I'm going to give the phone back to Kim because they got me on some drugs and they're starting to kick in.
I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, that's, look, I love it. That's what they're about to get me, so I'm about to be knocked out, child. Well, let me get this one back to Kim. Baby, I'll call you, you know, before I leave here. Hold on, I'll get a phone back to Kim so I can go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
All right, I'm back. So she was able to talk a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
I'm glad she did. Okay, so now I'm ready to give everybody my Twitter name and her Twitter name. Remind you, it's going to come on. Y'all have to be following us because we're going to pick that up like, bam, 9 o'clock Eastern time. She Pride, the Juice. Everybody can get an idea of what it was about. And it's definitely going to be a good look for y'all because it actually shows everybody what exactly went down a little bit. So, you know, we got y'all.
I know.
But my Twitter name is Keem Smiles, KEEM SMILEZ, the number 21, and hers is Humble Soul 26. Everything spelled the right way. So again, my Twitter name is Keem Smiles 21 with a Z, and hers is Humble Soul 26. Follow us because y'all gonna be the first to see the video right away. It's gonna be really nice. Can't wait for everybody to see it.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, behind the scenes, y'all, behind the scenes, the hotel room, you had all those people in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all, she had, like, everybody in her hotel room, but it was really fun, though. It was fun. Like, I'm not going to say too much, but it was fun.
Very fun. Did you get a headache from that stuff the next day? Did that aristocrat?
No, I was, but why, let me say something. Why, okay, I'm not
give
at
me
home,
a headache.
Y'all, but that stuff had me. That stuff had me, like, I was going down the elevator. I was like, whoa. I was like, what did KC give me?
She gave you that
girl.
Oh yeah, but one thing I wanted to say, you was asking questions like if y'all need approval or anything or anything like that. I actually really think, honestly, just my personal opinion, I actually really think you did a good job for this to be your first event. Like, you had a lot of people come out. Like, it was like every chair was filled. Like, you had a lot of people come out, and people were still coming in because when I was hosting the show, I was seeing people walking in and sitting down. Like, you had a lot of people coming out and supporting y'all, and that's a good look. And for y'all just to be starting out and for y'all to have that many people, y'all are very, very blessed. And imagine how it's going to be next year in 2013. That don't even sound right, 2013. But anyway, how it's going to be next year in 2013. Like, it's going to be the place where you had it. This past weekend, just know you can't even have it there because you're going to have to think of something real huge because the way how y'all going, y'all going to go all the way to the top. And like I said, me and Humble Soul, we're going to continue to keep promoting y'all. Like we drove down there. It was a nice little road trip. We got a room. We hung out with y'all. We had fun. It was just different. It was fun. It was a good experience.
I enjoy meeting you all too. I did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Colleen.
I did.
And I love all the girls, even though it was like, that's another thing I want to say, even though it was like y'all type of event, like just for the lesbian, I love all of y'all because let me tell you, when y'all gave me so much love because sometimes when I'm like out with the guys, they just look at me and hate. But I went in there, y'all was like, yes for this outfit, and yes, and you with your hair, and y'all was giving me compliments all night. Everywhere I walk, every corner, y'all just giving it to me. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I love them. I need to stick with them.
Yeah.
No, but it's showing me mad love. But I'm going to be off the, this phone call and let everybody else call. Cause I'm kind of curious to know what everybody else thinks, too. And like I said again, my Twitter name is KeenSmiles21. Hers is HumbleSoul26. Follow us. So anybody that didn't come to She Pride, that's just a little taste of it, 9 p.m. Eastern time on YouTube. But you have to follow us so you can see it. So, yeah.
All right. Y'all ladies heard it. Check the juice out. Don't just check the juice out because of She Pride. No. Check them out because they are real people doing real positive things in the LGBTQ community.
Yes. Yes. And like, but, you know, just, you know, I don't got to say too much. Y'all did your thing. Y'all did a good job. Everything was just, you're going to hear a lot of positive stuff on this phone call tonight. So I'm just letting you know, it was just really fun. I had a good time. My cameraman had a good time. So everybody had a good time.
Yes. Very good time.
But I'm out, but I'm going to say this one more time because everybody was laughing when I was saying, oh, Tay, and how you doing? And then stuff like that. So people was loving those little comments I was saying.
Yes, so, I love what you said.
How you doing? Yes.
Yes.
How you doing? No, but y'all was cracking up. But I just want to shout out to everybody that came. I know it means a lot to Teddy and Casey. Y'all came out, y'all showed out. Y'all was dressed too, like y'all was walking on the runway. So I see some of your outfits, they was nice. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to talk to you at all because I want to hear what everybody else want to say about the show. But that's it. Make sure you follow KeenSmiles21, HumbleSoul26, and I'm out.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, Teddy, yes. Yes, the Juice really did come in. They put in some work. Yes, they really did. And, you know, y'all ladies, please support them. We all we got. I don't care what you're saying right now. If you're not following the Juice, you're not following anybody, okay? So definitely hit them up. Because what? Because I said so. I'm going to get my belt. Let me find out.
Yeah, right? I got the belt.
I got the bet.
Oh, Lord, the bet? Oh, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-oh, I think this is I know this area code too, so 7235. And let us know your experiences with She Pride 2012. Talk to us.
Why should I have to tell y'all? Y'all already know. Y'all know I'm mad about Friday. But anyways, hi, my babies. Casey, Teddy. Hey, babies. Yes, this is your brownie.
Hey,
brownie, baby. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, and you?
Right. I'm wonderful. I ain't get home until 5:30 in the morning, but you know what? It was well worth it because guess what? Even though I didn't see my baby, I got the chance to speak to her, and it was about to kick me off the bus, but I don't give a damn. I think it did a wonderful job, a beautiful job. Even though I missed one day, it made up for it. And when I said I had a ball, my sister came home from work. I grabbed her, jumped up, and then I was like, I have fun. The pictures will be coming soon. Casey, you know I love you, right? I love you with all my heart. But I'm going to let you know, I got you. So don't be mad. I told you I am wicked with a camera.
Oh, God.
I told you.
Uh-oh.
Teddy, I got you too, baby.
I know.
I got you too, boo.
What you do with the camera?
That's what I want to know.
I want to know what she did with the camera. I took a picture.
So don't worry about that. But you look. Hello. You looked at.
Oh, hell. I'm scared of that.
You
looked
at. No, Teddy looked like Kool Moe Dee with them shades on at that barbecue. How you like your nail?
You already know. You already know. I think I did an upstanding job. It was beautiful. I loved it. I really enjoyed myself. It was everything. The devil was throwing everything at me that whole weekend.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes.
And yes. I made it through. Casey, you wasn't trying to hear nothing. I got yelled at by you, so.
Yes. I didn't give a hell. I was coming to your rescue. I didn't give a hell. That's just
you came to my rescue. You saved me. Saved a poor soul like me.
We was going to find a way. We was going to find a way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The devil was just hitting me left and right. Mimi did her thing. She had me going. Because everything she said, I was like, oh, yeah, girl, get him. Get him, girl. And Smiles, King Smiles, worked that outfit that he... You did your thing, boo. You did your mother freaking thing. I'm not going to curse. I'm going to be nice.
Be nice.
I'm going to be nice. Teddy, okay. Don't you start with me. But...
You're in time out.
All of y'all... That's why you ain't get no damn chocolate strawberries I made. But like I said, y'all did a wonderful job. I was still two-stepping on my way back to the hotel and everything. My feet were swollen. They still swollen. And I was still two-stepping because I had a good time. I loved it. I miss my baby. Kells, I represent for any day. That's New York, NYC. All day, every day. Sis Bob,
no, that's right.
She made me lose it. I forgot where I was for a minute.
Ooh.
I forgot
Ooh.
Where I was because her music Hello? Is the type of music I be listening to, and I had to drop it down low real quick until I seen people staring at me, and I don't like all eyes on me, and I had to get up and walk away. But Sis Bob did her thing. Assassin, I just want to drink that girl bath water. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Ace did her thing. Oh, Poison. I'm going to spank her. I got a paddle just for her.
Ooh.
With her name written all on it. Everyone that performed, that I seen perform, did a beautiful job. I wasn't there Friday, but I know they tore it down too. I just know. Everybody was talking about it. I heard about it. I poked my lip out because I couldn't see it, but I could imagine. And it was beautiful. The barbecue was nice. I'm shy, so you see, I wasn't talking to a lot of people, but I see y'all. Next time I see y'all, you know, I'll speak, give a hug and everything, because I am a shy type person. You have to say something to me for me to say something back. But Casey, you made me feel like home. Teddy, you made me feel like home. Your cousin made me feel like home. Your wife has a beautiful spirit.
Yes, yes, you know.
A very beautiful tell her, well, next time I come and I see her, I got them Doritos right there, right for her.
Oh.
I got them for her. I got her.
I'm going to tell her. I promise I'm going to tell her for you.
But I know other people would have called in, but you know, I had to put my tooth in it. You know, I had to say something smart.
Yep.
So, you already know me. I know my mouth is just reckless at times, but I'm being nice and I'm behaving tonight because I don't got no voice from Saturday. I had a voice Sunday. What happened? I don't know. Maybe, matter of fact, I know when I was on the phone with my future screaming, I almost got kicked off. I think that's what happened because I still don't have no voice. But it's all good. Like I said, God work in mysterious ways.
Yes.
God use you in a positive way. A lot of people try to knock us down because of the way we live our life. And guess
yeah.
what? We get up and we rise, and no one can hold us down or stop us. We are a movement. And y'all are doing y'all thing. Meaning them doing they thing. I support all of y'all because y'all are positive. Y'all don't let the drama get to you. Y'all better than me. Because I'll slap the hell out of somebody and call it a day and keep on. But I'm just rude like that. But I try not to be. I try not to be
because
I'm a positive, loving person. I'm the sweetest person anybody can meet. But I do got that side, somebody tick me off.
Mm-hmm.
And KC, I commend you because what was thrown at you,
mm-hmm.
me personally, I probably would have gave up. I probably would have gave up. But you stood your ground. You was barely getting any sleep. And you was making sure everybody was satisfied.
Yes.
And whoever is not satisfied, tell them they can lick the bottom of my heel after I step in dog poo. I told you I'm going to be nice.
Ooh.
Because
you
did your thing.
You know what, though, Brownie? You know,
a lot of people
been saying that to me, you know, since that day or whatever. But, you just got to look up, you know. This is my first event. And promoters deal, you know, and I just, you know, if I want to be a promoter, promoters never sleep. Promoters missed out on fun so that their fans and their guests can have fun. And that's what I did. It's sad that I had to babysit grown ass women, you know, but it is what it is.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know?
Yes. I'm sorry. I got to say this. I'm sorry, and I'm keep it real. I don't know if they listen to your show. I don't know what it is. But if you're a grown ass woman, be respectful. Nobody don't like a slob or a ratchet chick, especially when you're grown and you're acting your shoe size. If you want to be grown, play the part and the position. What they did on Saturday, I did not like it. I wish I would have known who it was because they wouldn't have liked me. You try to bring the community together. And well, I was about to say something. You trying to bring the community together, and they acting like little kids. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Grown is sexy. That's what it means. Grow and sexy. If y'all want to do the nonsense, leave. Don't mess it up for everybody else. I didn't like it. I felt like it was disrespectful to y'all, the people that was hosting it, the people that was performing, even the ones that was there that was actually wanted to see a show and have a good time. So if you're listening, Ms. Brownie want to let y'all know, get it together. Because you're acting like elementary kids. And my child is a preteen and act more mature than y'all. But KC and Teddy, I love y'all.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Don't. KC, you better not jump on me. You better not yell at me no more. I told you I'm sensitive.
I'm not going to yell at you. I'm just glad I got a chance to meet you, you know.
Yes, you see the brownie, the goofy me.
Yes, you are goofy. You're very goofy. You are.
I'm just a happy person. That's me. That's just me. I'm a happy person. I'm joyful. I like to joke around. I like to play. There's a time to be serious, and there's a time to, you know, act a fool a little. You can't be serious all the time. You need some laughter in your life.
Right.
And no matter how I felt, y'all made me laugh. I was so mad that I had to leave up. That point, I wish I lived in VA. I had to come back to the damn boring ass New York. I love New York, my hometown, but it's time for me to move on. But thank y'all so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm trying not to cry. I'm trying not to cry. But y'all showed me so much love, and y'all made me feel so, so comfortable. And it felt so good to not know no one, and the love that y'all gave me, it felt so good, because a lot of times people look for that and can't get it. And you'll find it in the strangest places. God bless all y'all, because y'all, I can't even express my words so much to tell y'all thank you, and y'all did so much, and it was beautiful. Y'all will be truly blessed. Truly blessed. Y'all going to the top, baby. And guess what? I'll be right there with my pom-poms and sneakers. I didn't say I was going to do any splits, but I'm going to cheer y'all on. I'm going to be right there. You know, I might drop it, you know, drop it down warm because I'm getting up there in age. But I got your back. Teddy, don't get put in timeout, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I know you have other callers. And I want to say I love y'all. Thanks for having me. Pretty P, Kel, Sis Bob Assassin, Miss Chanel, oh, Big Booty Judy, Miss Poison. All of the performers. I love y'all. Y'all did your thing. Y'all come to New York. If y'all not way, way out there, I will be there to support, just like I support She's On and Miss Mimi and Smiles. Love y'all to death. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh my God,
yeah, man, you got numbers and stuff. You got numbers.
Oh, yeah,
you got numbers. So, yeah, oh yeah, don't be a stranger. Cause I come find you and I got my belt and my Crisco. This is what I do. This is what I do with the Crisco.
Don't rub it in my hands. You know what?
I rub it in my hands, then I rub it on the body, then I get my belt and I go.
You know what? See,
what?
You said I got the number. Now when I call y'all and bother y'all, don't say nothing. Teddy, you already know. You said an hour, and I told you 1 minute. You said 60. 60 seconds is in a minute. So if you don't spell out H-O-U-R, I'll be calling back within 1 minute.
That's almighty.
Don't start nothing.
I'm next.
I'm like Velcro. Once y'all with me, y'all stuck with me.
All
I'm
right,
sorry. I will bother
you.
Y'all. I will bother y'all. I don't know what's the next topic, but I will be online to listen. And I love y'all because I know other people like, I wish this bitch shut the hell up. But I definitely got y'all, and I'm online listening.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, babies.
All right. Area code 317-629. Talk to us and tell us your experience with She Pride 2012.
I mean, I think it was cool and all, you know what I'm saying? What up, Casey?
Hey, how you doing?
You probably already know who it is, though. The same little short little nigga. Short little stocky little built little nigga with the dreads.
Oh.
You outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the event and everything, how y'all did everything.
But I'm thinking y'all probably should do a little bit more, like, you know what I'm saying, within the performances or whatnot. That was good. But, like, y'all should have a little bit more a party side, too, also. But I know y'all can't do it in that building. So I think y'all should probably pick another building that y'all probably can go a little longer in.
I mean, but honestly, you know, She Pride wasn't really about the dancing and all that. It was pretty much about getting artists out there. You know, a lot of people want to see, they want to not always go see Rick Ross or not always go see Buffy the Body. They want to actually see a group of lesbian and gay entertainers, and they want to embrace them. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much what She Pride is getting all that, them LGBT into the mainstream and getting them out there. So
yeah, I know that's what you're saying, but I'm
went
just
over
saying
a little
like,
bit. Yeah.
Huh?
Now I'm listening to you. You pretty much, in other words, you're pretty much saying you would want us to host some dances too.
Yeah, like I mean, like it was the performance thing was good, but it's like, you know what I'm saying, some people probably thought they was going to party a little bit and get to, you know what I'm saying, get to mingle a little bit within the process or whatnot. But, like, some people, I know some people was mad about the fact that they just had to sit there and just watch all performances just by itself.
I mean, but I'm just going to keep 100 because that's just what I do. On the description on the website, it tells you what She Pride is. It tells you what's going to go down. Over 24 performers. So whether we stay at 3
that's
o'clock,
thing
you know
with
what
the, with,
yeah.
That's another thing with the performance thing, too, also. Like, I know it was some people that was kind of, you know what I'm saying, mad because some of the performers that they did see that was supposed to be there wasn't there, which I know it was a couple of problems where some people was probably, you know what I'm saying, booked or whatnot. But some people was kind of mad because they see most of the performance that they wanted to see, that they was ready to see also.
Well, all I'm going to say is, each year,
each year,
by this being the first year, we're going to take this right here. We're not going to talk down on it. We're just going to sit here. We're going to take the better with the sweet, and we're going
to... Yeah, but that's what y'all supposed to do, though. Y'all supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all see what the first time is like, and then y'all see what y'all can do to make it all better the next time. You know what I'm saying? But it was good. It was a good thing for you to do, though, for the gay community, because you really don't have too much stuff out there for real, besides going to the clubs and everybody getting drunk, and then you got people want to fight and all the other stuff. But other than that, it was good because it wasn't no, like, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't no violence and all the other stuff. Everything was smooth and laid back, which that was a setting that I would always like to go to, a laid-back setting that's cool and laid-back. But y'all did a good job, though, overall, though, putting everything together and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, dancing, that's what December's all about.
I feel mad because I put them in front and center. I wanted to get handcuffed.
Uh-oh.
I know that's funny.
Uh-oh. Well, see what that one right there? Well, that one right there, you know. And, you know, all the events, you know, I'm going to tell y'all now, because a lot of people was mad that they couldn't see a lot of stuff. I'm just going to tell you, you know, being 100. When we call out our great headliners and our great entertainers, you know, our great headliners and our great entertainers come with a lot of fans, especially the one and two headliners, you know what I'm saying? So it'll be great. I tell people all day, don't be coming up in there at 10 o'clock and we tell y'all the doors open at 7, you know what I'm saying? Because if you come in at 10 o'clock, you're going to be outside in the hall somewhere. You might not be able to see nothing.
True that, you know. True that. But
you know.
I know Poison probably listening to this, but she was hot though in that little outfit that she was in though.
Yep.
But I want to tell y'all, y'all did a good job though.
I made sure she did.
But y'all did a good job though, man. I just wanted to make sure I let y'all know that though.
Yeah, we take it like. I like that, mm-hmm. that you kept it 100 with me. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I want to know. I want you to keep it 100 with me and let me know the ins and outs and how it can be progressed. You know, we're not going to sit here and get mad at you because you saw something. We want you to tell us what you saw. You get what I'm saying? It helps us to make it better.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell y'all, though, that area, though, like, for real, I think next time y'all do it, though, like, just... Don't pick that area, though. Don't pick that. Cause you like most people that travel from out of state, they wanna probably just be like, you know what I'm saying, on a level where they all can stay for even longer, not just to. Cause I know being that the building that y'all had it in or whatnot, they made it that way.
But, no, it's Virginia. Virginia laws 2 o'clock at the most. That's Virginia period. You know what I'm saying?
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, yeah, you know. You know.
I already know what time the clubs close and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, she's on trying to make a, you know. I know everybody want dance and all that, but, you know what I'm saying, like, we are doing some dances in the future. We have one coming in December. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, she probably, it's pretty much like a concert. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get to the big stage. Sooner or later, but you know, it's pretty much like a little mini concert. You know what I'm saying? It's something different. Like some people just want to see entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to see entertainment. They don't want to dance.
I know the ladies love that.
Oh yeah,
they
love that. You know what I mean?
the ladies love for the studs getting down and necky.
I mean, they went. Did you see it? Did you see the wetness? Yeah, I saw
that. I'm surprised I ain't seen no panties getting thrown to the front.
Man, I thought I did. On Friday, I saw the form.
Yeah, who draws the
D's? Oh. I thought I seen some of. They was about to do it. I don't know. But, girls was off the chain. But you know what? It's all for fun. You know, it's something different.
Yeah, everything.
You know?
When it comes to the gay community, man, everything should be all fun, man. Because, like I said, it's already bad enough. A lot of people don't accept us, but they're going to have to accept us because we're coming out bigger than they ever known it.
Right.
We're coming out bigger than they ever known it. We already, like, it's not too many people that's, like, you know what I'm saying, hiding out nowadays no more like it used to be. So... You know what I'm saying? For everybody to get out and have a good time and enjoy themselves, that actually, you know what I'm saying, made me smile too. Because I'm like, you know what I'm saying, we don't always get to get together and have a good time together.
Mm-hmm.
Too much stuff going on.
Too much.
But I enjoy my weekend away or whatnot. So, you know what I'm saying, y'all just keep doing y'all thing and keep on progressing or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Things gonna get more better than it might to some people. It might not been what they wanted it to be, and to some people it was what they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
can't knock nobody's opinions though on how everything went or how they felt about everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, like, that's why I did the show. I want to know.
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. It's certain opinions that you can get that's good opinions, and certain opinions that you can get that's bad opinions. But one of the things that I have is, you know what I'm saying, y'all probably want to make the show a little bit longer, but also have a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, like maybe in between performances or whatnot, when you got to wait on the other performers to come out or whatnot.
y'all get a little chance to mingle and chill around a little bit. Everybody just sit there. But everybody just mingle or whatnot and get to know a lot of people, get to know different people from different states, everybody from different states in there.
Okay.
Get what I'm saying?
I get you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm gonna just say this about that right there. I'm gonna say this. If I'm going to an event, this is me in general. I'm giving some advice to everybody else, and not just She Pride, but any event that you go to when you come from out of town, don't wait for nobody else to get up and mingle to you. And a lot of
you
people
ain't
are shy.
Me never the
way.
You gonna get up?
I know that's right.
If you that mingling type person, you gonna get up and gonna mingle with some people. I don't care who in the room, god dang it. Mm-hmm.
No, that's right.
Well, what's
hey,
going
girl.
On? It's gonna be some mingling
gonna
going on.
Huh.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Catching other eyes
right.
And all that.
Mm-hmm. That's what you gotta do. I mean, I know a lot of people are shy. I think we all got a little shy bone in us because that's we're human. But, you know, being shy sometimes don't get you where you want to be. And it never get fed.
It don't. Closed mouths don't get fed.
But, you know, I mean, it was a lot of that going on. You know, I wasn't in there Saturday, but Friday, it was a lot of that going on. Everybody was mingling, getting up, you know, chilling or whatever. But, you know, when you have a packed house like that, sometimes, you know, that make a person get real scared too, you know? Scared, but
well,
oh yeah, but
you,
like
I
said,
I ain't never scared. That's for the ladies.
Ain't no need to be scared,
right?
And don't you know what a lot of people did too? I'm saying this too because you know tonight about She Pride, I'm just gonna be real with you in any event. A lot of people, the music be getting it, right? You only got that one girl in her seat dancing, right? Everybody else standing around. The music good. Why you don't wait for the girl in the back to get to dance. If you want to dance, dance. You feel me? I see that in the club, too. Like, they always waiting for that one person to want to dance. Bro. No, you stop being a follower and dance. You feel me? Like, you know,
I feel you. But I ain't gonna hold y'all line up, though, because I know y'all got a lot of callers coming in. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just say y'all keep doing your thing, though. And continue the progress, man.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Teddy, like, from the whole, how you feel about that?
Huh?
How you felt about that? About the conversation so far?
From overall all the conversations, everybody enjoyed themselves, had a good time. Can't wait for She Pride 2013. Went to Wonderland in December. I can't wait. I'm ready for like right now. I'm counting down the days right now.
I know that's right. So did you dance, Teddy?
Yes, I will
saw,
dance.
I saw a couple of females out there that shit, they ain't care who's in the damn room. They got up.
Right. I went over there with them. I'm like, I'm gonna come over here with y'all.
Up.
Y'all live. Hey.
I know. All right, ladies, I know it's just a couple more people in here. If y'all definitely wanna talk to us about anything, press the number one, don't be scared. Tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about personal hygiene and beauty. We've talked about this before, but we as women, I feel like this is a topic we need to talk about every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about this. This is serious business. So, Teddy, how do you feel about personal hygiene? What's your intake on it?
I mean, my take on it is you got to be clean. Your body is your temple. You go out looking a hot mess, people going to think you're a hot mess. I'm just saying, me personally, I keep myself clean. I got to. If I think there's something wrong, I'm like, I'm going home taking a shower or something, making sure my haircut look nice, you know. It got to be clean. What's your take on it?
What, the personal hygiene itself, or?
Everything as a whole, the personal hygiene, the beauty, everything, bro.
I just feel like, you know, pretty much like you said, your body is your temple. I feel that there's no excuse to come out of your house smelling like a dead lake or a sweaty lake trout fish. You know, it's not acceptable. I don't think it's acceptable. Definitely not acceptable to go around a group of people smelling like a damn barnyard, you know? I'm not trying to cut no chases or, you know, be mean or nothing like that, but it is. Like, especially in women, I feel like that is just nasty. I feel that there are a lot of different resources now in the 2012 that offer bars of soap, that offer assistance, that offer even beauty classes. That I've seen shit on, like, Google. Like, they give you little tips on Google, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just feel like women should smell good. They should. Mm-hmm. You don't have to smell like Victoria's Secret, but some type of Dove or, you know, some type of soap or something. Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know. Could you date somebody with a body odor, Teddy?
Could I? No. Honestly, hell no. Like I say, I'm the type, I like to stay clean. Take 2-3 showers a day, especially in the summertime. If I like cleanliness. Because cleanliness is next to godliness.
All right, ladies. So I want to know your intake on this topic, ladies, because, you know, this is a serious topic. And by us being women, I want to continue this topic at least once a week because this is some serious stuff. You should not come out your house smelling like a... Okay, area code 919-806. Tell us exactly how do you feel about women with bad body odor? Let's make the topic that. That's a little better. How do you feel about women with bad body odor? Talk to us.
Okay, first of all, key word is women. We all are women. We should not be coming out the house smelling like some goddamn crab cakes. Now, don't get me wrong. I love me some crab cakes. There's a certain, no, it's terrible. We in a generation now where they coming up with stuff every day for this type of stuff. If you want to do it old school or not, just take your little regular bar soap, do that. Like, it's the summertime, so it's getting hot. Well, it ain't getting, it's hot outside, so people need to start taking just more than just one bath. It's okay, you want to save water or not, just take a good old bath at nighttime. But, ladies, we sweat. Ladies, that good old time of the month, we all need to be super clean. It's like, oh my God, there's so much stuff. Like, me personally, I take a bath 3 times a day. I'm constantly, every time you see me, I got my book bag on me. Because in my book bag, I carry deodorant, soap, extra washcloth, some wipes, and some baby powder. I'm on top of my game because I don't got time. And plus, I'm a thick girl. So I got rolls on top of rolls. I ain't fat, but I'm a thick girl. So you got to be clean, especially for ladies my size and ladies that are big. Like, you got to be clean because, like I said, we sweat. And, like, it's so much stuff coming out of our bodies every day, and some of that stuff holds odors, and then plus the food that we eat, they put in so much stuff in food nowadays, you don't know what you eating. So just you can be the cleanest person in the world, but just by what you eating is not working right with your body, so it gives off a body odor. You can't help that. It's just what you eating. So it's best to just stay clean, eat healthy, exercise. Like, as far as stepping out the house, if you, first of all, there is no excuse at all. First thing in the morning, you stepping out the house, this stinking, terribly musty, fishy. No, what are you doing? Like, I know you smelled yourself. Like, what are you doing? Come on now, people. It's ridiculous. Like, I deal with this mess every day because I'm surrounded by people. I'm forever stuck up in the office with people and whatnot. So I deal with it every day, and it doesn't make no type of sense. Dudes, too. It's not just females. Dudes, too, because I'm trying to tell you, them dudes. It's terrible. I don't know what's going on with people nowadays. It's not cute. It's not sexy. And everybody's talking about they want to be loved, they want to get a relationship, they want to have sex. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa there. You don't nobody want to be having sex with you, and don't nobody want to be in a relationship with you. You smell like who did it and why. Come on now. Wow. Get it together, people. Get it together. If you can't freaking... If you're not financially stable where you can actually get in the shower and freaking lather yourself up, you better make your way to the nearest Walmart or a store or anything. Like, use that good old soap and paper towels. Like, get up on an arms. Get up in that cooch. Like, come on now. You don't just rub. You got to get in the creases of your coochie, honey. Get up in there and wash, because there's no excuse for females to be stunned the way they do. There's no excuse for females to be looking the way they do. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, this week I haven't been doing that much with my hair or whatnot because I got too much things going on, but I'm still stepping out the house looking wonderful. I'm still stepping out the house smelling wonderful, but it's no excuse at all. It's no excuse. No excuse. No excuse. That's all I got to say. It's just no excuse. Ladies, step your game up. Seriously, dudes too, step your game up. Get your cookies up and all of that. Like, get it together, people. Get it together. That's all I got to say. I'm done. All
right,
I'm
now
done.
She told y'all, y'all need to get it together.
Yes, she did. Get it together.
Mm-hmm. Get it together. Yeah, well, you know, we definitely thank you for tuning in to She's On Radio, giving us the input that you gave us. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll definitely hit you.
All right.
All right, you code 254-624. The topic tonight is, what is your input on women with foul body odor? Is that a yay or a nay? Talk to us. 254-624. Let's go.
Oh, girl, basically summed it up for me. Like, I lived in the dorms in college. Last semester. And some of those girls are just nasty. Like, we share, like, a floor bathroom, but it's like 10 showers in there. So, I mean, you can always get in there and take a shower. And then, like, I go to a HBCU, so, like, it's hot, and then, like, there's always events, you know, so step in the shower. Put your little shower shoes on and step in the little shower, you know. I got soap down in my room, knock on my door, but some of them girls are just trifling. They just, I got an 8 o'clock class, I don't got time to take a shower. Yes, you do. Or, I can take one when I get back out of my 8 o'clock. No, you don't. You take it now. They just... Disgusting.
I don't think it's disgusting.
Oh, no.
I'm just joking.
Wait, huh?
Some people like taking coochie, you know? I don't know. But,
Heck no.
They like it a little seasoned. They like it a little seasoned.
Double is a lot.
That's so nasty.
Not that kind.
Oh, mm.
Yeah, when y'all brought this up,
I thought about this entertainer. Her name is Whiplash, right? And I was on one of her shows. And, no, it's not bad. It's very good. Like, she came, like, she was way in the back of the stage, and, like, she came, like, halfway out, and she just smelled, like, the whole Victoria's Secret store. She just smelled so beautiful. Like, I have never smelled someone that smelled that good. It was just amazing. And then she was doing her thing, and she... She should let people borrow some of her soap.
Man, Whiplash is just hot. She's hot. I would love to actually be in her presence.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's so crazy. Like, she will pick a stud up and flip a stud around and put a stud in the air on a show. She's crazy. Oh, Lord. She will get you. She don't care if you a stud or fan. She going to get you.
Come get me. Gotta come get me. Come on.
Big sausage up right here. I've been done broke her back, girl. She been done passed out. Try to pick that big ass up, girl. I've been done pick her up. You hear me? No. I'll be having some Cajun funky stuff that day, girl. Cause I be sweating, girl, trying to get down.
I'm getting the belt, bro.
Get
the belt, Betty.
Get. Nope.
I got
the
belt, man.
Y'all gonna have to get my ass cream, girl. She been to pick my big tip up. I'll be sweating funky and the coochie girl. I've been sweat all everywhere. Can you just picture a small girl trying to pick, you know what I'm saying, somebody over 180 pounds up. You know what I'm saying? She's small, so she tried to pick me up. She been passed out. I'm a pass out with her. Shoot.
Oh, stop it. Oh, my God.
Pantalize on that. Pantalize on her. She tired. You get it.
Oh,
yeah. She been a pick my ass up, girl. She been had all kinds of problems with the back.
And I threw her back out.
Yeah, she been in there for weeks.
Oh, Lord. Yes. I'm going to have to play with you.
A back break. Lord. Mm-hmm.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
Bro.
Yeah. We definitely want to thank you so much for your opportunity. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere because I think I might come up with something else to talk about. All right? So don't go nowhere, okay? All right.
Hey.
All right. Ow. Ow.
Ow.
All right. Code 248-242. The topic of the night is we are sitting here discussing how do you feel about women with bad body odor? Is that okay? Or is it a nay? Or, you know, talk to us. 248-242.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Teddy. This is Christian.
Hi. Hey there.
And no, it's not okay. No, it's not. You know, it's hot. It's the summertime. You know what I'm saying? Like Teddy said, I take 3 showers a day in the summertime because I can't
say it again.
You know what I'm saying? Not only do I shower daily, but I shave daily too. Cause I'm a big girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm not fat, but I'm a big girl, and you know, I got to get up in the creases and make sure shit is together.
Right.
Because my pussy got company every night. I can't lay up with a stanky ass. You understand what I'm saying? And I can say my girl wouldn't allow that shit no way. She'd be like, "Bitch, for real, you stank. What you doing?"
You what the hell wrong with you?
Yeah, what the hell? You lost your damn mind. You know, for those who can't afford it, they got dollar stores. Dollar soap, they got dollar feminine wash, they got powder. You know, you need the liners, they got all that. It's no excuse for any woman to be smelling, like Casey said, a barnyard animal. It don't make no sense at all.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
No, it's not acceptable. And then, you know, I know y'all had the sheep ride this weekend, you know, and I'm listening. And, you know, I wasn't there, but I was there in spirit, and I'm going to try to make it next year, and I'm going to try to get down there to Winter Wonderland this in December. But, you know, I know y'all had some, you know, ladies throwing up them legs and throwing up them arms, you know. How you going to be out in public throwing up your arms and, you know, opening your leg? You got the girl going between your legs and dances, and you smelling like some two-year-old fish. That's not cool.
Oh, God.
At all. That's, I feel sorry for them if they got in between some legs and the cuckoo was not right. For real. That's just not cool, and it's not fair. It's not fair.
Playing out wrong. That's just wrong.
Yeah, you got to subject the world to your trifling ass because you ain't been taught no motherfucking better. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my French, but I'm just saying. I don't make no damn sense. And don't y'all ever stay off air so long, for real. Seriously.
Oh, my goodness. I was like half dead.
I know. I was just about to say that. You sound so much better. I'm so glad that you're better. And you were arrested, so I'm glad on that end of it. I'm glad that, you know, you had to take care of yourself, so I understand that. But I love you guys, and y'all keep doing what y'all do. I love you guys.
Oh,
and I'm
love
glad
you
y'all
too.
Back away.
Thank you,
Daddy. Daddy, how you doing? I'm fine. That's good. That's good. Okay, I'll be listening. Love you guys.
I like you, sweetheart.
Yep.
All right, area code 443-570. Talk to us. The topic is body odor on a woman. Is it good? Is it cool? Should it be banned in 50 states? You know? Talk to us.
In Canada.
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
It's Miss Chanel.
Now, I love you, Chanel. And you
I
know
love
it.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hi, everybody.
Lord.
Hey, Chanel.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, I just want to say that ice, oh, my God, you make me want to eat ice every day.
Yes, nobody say that, Teddy. Wow.
Oh, my God, I want some ice.
Oh,
wow.
That's nice right now, man.
I'm going to get you some after this show. Yes, I am.
I feel terrible for everybody who missed Sheep Ride.
Me too.
I had fun.
Yeah, she had fun with the ice, y'all. Y'all missed
the
ice.
That ice. Bro, that ice. Oh, my God.
I had a fire and ice show. It was awesome.
That ice was lucky.
Yes, it was. Yeah, ice was real lucky.
I got a couple requests to come back to Virginia for people's parties and things.
Indeed.
I have a couple birthdays coming up.
So you better do it.
I'm going to do
right?
it.
I know
gonna
you're going to
do
it. I'm going to get you
I
the
am. Well, that's okay. My birthday is coming up in 12 days. I'll definitely be calling in on my birthday.
We're going to sing happy birthday to you. Teddy going to get on the mic and sing happy birthday.
I'm going to sing happy birthday.
And I'm going to play on the keyboard.
I want to say thank y'all for having me up there. I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of interesting people. I'm still getting friend requests.
Not
I got so many messages from people telling me that they enjoyed themselves, and I'm glad. I'm glad. I had fun.
And you put on.
Both of y'all got quiet on me.
Yeah.
Casey, what you say you wanted for your birthday? What you tell your wife you wanted for your birthday?
Huh? What happened?
I said, what did you tell your wife you wanted for your birthday?
But I want Chanel for my birthday.
I want
some ice.
I want some ice.
Oh, my God. So she told you? She got a big mouth. Oh, my goodness.
I'm definitely trying to come back to Virginia soon. I definitely had fun. Oh, man. Your topic, yeah, that's disgusting. And as a dancer, I have ran across a couple people that was stinking, and it's the worst thing in the world because you don't want to embarrass them, and you got to keep going with your show. So you just kind of hurry up and slide them to the side real nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that is just ridiculous because if I can smell you, I know you can smell yourself.
Oh,
wrong, wrong. What? What,
Casey? She probably still thinking about that ice.
Yeah.
Nah, so I take it that was your first time seeing it.
Yeah, that was my. I've seen all kinds of stuff, but I've never seen the ice like. The way you did the ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that was
I bet you people listening, like, what she do? What happened?
All I'm going to tell you is, I just stopped in my truck and said, oh, my God, I want some ice.
Did anybody record?
Yeah, they got you. We waiting on all that, so.
Yeah, I would love to see it. Well, I want to see the second night. I definitely want to see the second night. I think the second night was so much more crazier than the first night.
I want to see the second night myself.
Me too.
Yeah.
That will be awesome, you know?
King Kells gave me a birthday dance. I was so happy. I didn't know what to do with myself. She was really nice. I like her a lot. That was my first time actually seeing her perform. She's an awesome entertainer.
Yes, he is.
Did I only...
I think Teddy Nipples all the way.
Shut up.
I wasn't supposed to tell nobody, Teddy.
I
think a lot of people know now.
They do. I told you about that, man.
Them hound dogs is hard, girl.
Take a cold shower.
Well, I just called to say hello, guys. I'm resting up after this crazy weekend.
Yes, I'm about to be with you.
Me too.
I'm still listening till y'all shut it down. And I'll probably talk to y'all. We family now. Gotta call you Harashi.
Okay.
Y'all be safe.
If you don't call, I'm gonna get the belt.
Don't worry.
I got out of my beating this weekend.
Yeah, you did. Just because you were so awesome. You were so awesome, and I forgot about the belt. But now you brought it up, so now, the next time.
I got the belt. You know, I got
y'all
the belt.
Y'all got to try to get a place where y'all got a pole. That'll be a lot of fun.
I'm working on that. I'm working on this real big 1,200-person place right now.
Okay.
You know, for the future. I'm working on that right now. So, and they got lots of foes in there. They do it all the
cool
time.
Cool beans.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well,
so.
Y'all be safe.
You too.
Have some fun tonight. And I'll be talking to y'all.
All right.
All right. Love y'all. Good night.
You too. Good night.
All right, lady. That was the one and only Chanel. Y'all been asking about Chanel. And she goes. Here she go with the ice. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas and Hanukkah and all that good stuff. Lord.
Yes.
So I want to know, Teddy. I want to know. How do you feel? We're going to do She's On After Dark, right? Because, you know, it's a little late. We only got 30 minutes left. I want the ladies to tell me, how do you feel about your lesbian lover always wanting to penetrate you? How you feel about that? How do you feel about penetrating your lesbian lover? Do you think it's okay?
I mean, if my lover wants that, then by all means, I grant her wish. But me, I necessarily wouldn't want it, but it just depends on the situation.
because I can't never say never. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on the situation. If I want it, I take it. If I don't, oh well, don't judge me.
But if, like, so you saying
my love, huh?
You'll let, yeah, I said, yeah, you saying you'll let your woman strap you up?
If I'm in a relationship with this woman, and I'm in a relationship with this woman for a minute, then yeah, I'm with her. If my lady wants to do that, and I'm in the mood for it, then by all means. But it's not going to be a every time thing. I can't say that I won't.
I commend you. I commend you, Teddy. I commend you because, you know, just like I was saying on Friday, you remember what I said, what I kept saying the whole damn night. Y'all goddamn studs act like y'all not women. Y'all women too. You feel what I'm saying? And it's a lot of dimes out there that, you know, they knock down people because they let their female please them. You know, I know a lot of fams that don't even date studs them. Well, they find studs disgusting because they won't let their lady please them. They won't let their lady, you know, give them some satisfaction. So that's why they go to other fams, because the doms are slipping. They slipping hard, man. You got us in the fem drought, you know. Some of y'all need to calm down. You feel me? You calm down, man. Because y'all doing the most right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I commend you on that, because, you know, whatever happens in your bedroom is your bedroom, and it's nobody else's business. If you like to get strapped up, there's nothing wrong with that. That's your poopinopoly, and you know how you want to be clean.
And it's just like this here, bro. Let me tell you, if I do find that right one, and I let her strap me up, just know, I can throw it back. I ain't scared. I'm just saying.
Now you said it.
Hello.
I've never heard you talk like that, Teddy Bear.
I'm just saying. She cried and brought the real Teddy Bear out. Teddy Bear is opening up, being more open, man. Not being quiet, you know. I listen to some of the fans. They said I was quiet. I said, I'm going to change that. It is.
Ain't nothing wrong with you, man. You do what you want to do. You live your life. Nobody else can please you the way you want to be pleased. Can't nobody tell you what you can do and what you can't do. So if any dimes are on the phone right now, and studs, AGs on the phone right now, the fellas, if they can't let their woman please them, they can't let their woman place their mouth on their body, rub them down, put the strap up in them or whatever. Hey, I'm going to need you to change. It's not nothing like laying back and letting the woman that you love make love to you. It's not fair that you can make love to her, but she can't do it back to you. You know? That's not fair. So, you know, sometimes, you know, in a relationship, you're not supposed to change, because I wouldn't want nobody that is changing for me. That's like, to me, that's fate. Like, just be you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love you more if you just be yourself. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with a little standard, you know? Sometimes, you know, if you really want to be pleased and you really want to know what it feels like to make love, then sometimes you got to allow that woman to open your mind and do different things to you. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, sex is sex. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is what it is. So don't be scared. Love you down, massage you, kiss your neck. You know, sometimes tell you that you're beautiful. Studs are beautiful too. You know, studs are beautiful too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, still women, regardless if you're a tomboy or not, you're still women. You know, until you go that stage, to go into, you know, transformation or whatever, but you're still a woman, and if she want to strap you up one day, what's wrong with saying, baby, maybe not today, let me get used to it, or, you know what I'm saying, or don't just down her, don't down talk her, you know, be like, no, I ain't doing that, ain't no dick dyke, blah, 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 just because you take a strap on don't mean that you a dick dyke, you just, rather to be dicked down by a wife, by your wife, not no dude. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it's a toy. It's meant for sex. It's meant for the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't get down like that. But hey, if it came to that point, I'm just like tell you, you know, who gives a fuck what society has to say about me? It is what it is. I never, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but I feel you, Teddy. Like, that's just, you don't know. Ain't go down. You can't down talk. No, you never, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just, it's dumb, it's stupid. So, I want to know from the callers on the phone, how do you feel about the whole pleasing your woman and your woman pleasing you? Talk to me 919-806.
I feel that it's a good thing to be able to please your lover. Cause me, I had to deal with this. I was with a stud. She was one of those touch me nots. And everybody knows once you fuck with me, yeah, you're not gonna be that way after a little while. Cause yeah, I love sex. I love sex for the passion. Like, oh my God, I love being able to please my woman. I love being able to give my woman head and whatnot and see that facial expression when I make her nut. Like, I just love that shit. Oh my God. Like, I can't get enough of it. Like, it's just being able to please my girl and being able to get her to have that out-of-body experience is just so beautiful to me. And it's like, it's crazy to me that people is just like, they're taking these labels to a whole new thing. Just because you're a stud don't mean you can't take the strap. Just because you're a stud don't mean you can't take the finger. Sweetheart, when you came out your mother's coochie, you had a vagina. You still had that good old clit and that good old hole. So therefore, you can still, you may not, let me take that back. Because some females, they don't like penetration. It's just something they can't get with. But, damn, don't knock it till you try it. I can honestly say I love penetration. I love it. Give me that good old stud that know what the fuck she doing with that good old strap. Boy. You're a winner in my book. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, it's crazy to me. But it's like, you can please your girl all day long, but be smart while you pleasing these females. I can't get enough. These STDs is terrible. But still, you like, even though everybody wants to be loved, everybody wants to get that good old nut, be smart about it. Be smart about it. Like, don't just think just because you're a femme or whatnot or you're a stud that you can just go out here and fuck any and everybody and you're not getting anything. Just because these lesbians don't mean a damn thing, there's still diseases out here.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. There are some lesbians out here who was not always a lesbian. I could be one to tell you. I wasn't always a lesbian. I done took the dick a good little minute ago, but I'm smart about it. I just got tested 2 weeks ago, sweetheart. Man, papers are in, negative, feeling wonderful. I'm clean. Feeling wonderful. I'm about to put it on Twitter and everything. I'm clean. So, I mean, everybody doesn't like getting tested or are ashamed to get tested and whatnot because they feel that if it comes back with something, like if they have, like if something comes back positive, they feel a certain type of way. Shouldn't feel that way. We all human. We all make mistakes. Things happen to us for a reason. So if you want to be out here and get pleased and whatnot, take the strap, take the fingers, take the tongue, take whatever you want. Be my guest, rock your boat, but still be safe about it, be smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel about it. Question. Okay, since we're on this topic, how do you guys feel about them good old toys for your ass, like them good old annual bees and
Lord. All
that good stuff? How do y'all feel about it?
All right, Teddy, you go.
the only thing that Teddy Bear can say about that is, me personally, no way. Stuff goes out, don't go in. But whoever do it, each zone. I just can't get down like that. I knew the way.
bruh?
Personally, I love.
Wait, what?
I love my salad toss, but ain't nobody sticking nothing in my booty. I don't play that. I don't even like for stuff to come out of my booty. So what makes you think I want something to go up in my booty? My booty is a exit-only operation. Thank you, management. Do not stick anything in the booty or it will explode. Management. No, I don't play that. No, ma'am. No. Not for me.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? No. No. Stick nothing in my
booty. No way.
No. That's fighting words. That's fighting words.
No, yes, but like, what?
Oh.
What if you was?
No, ma'am. No. No.
No. Listen. No. Listen. Listen. Oh man, what if you was like you switched roles, put your little usher on, training places and whatnot, and your girl was strapping you, and just so happened, accidentally stuck it in the wrong hole. How would you feel about that?
Oh shit!
I'd probably pass gas on
them. I was like, what? I just said it. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, really? What the fuck? Lord.
Somebody gonna go to bed. Big one, too. Shoot.
Somebody going to jail. Somebody going to die tonight. No way. Somebody can't go there. Somebody going to die tonight.
She won't, she won't go over there no more. I'm going to pick her off.
Oh, man.
Girl, I'll blow that finger off, girl. She stick that thing in my booty, girl. It's going to be over.
Oh,
y'all
man.
Pray. That's why I love shit on radio, man. We trip on this.
Yes.
Oh, I'm serious, man. I've been to blow that finger off, girl. She been a... she probably an operation at that bit as well. Girl, I blew up a skin, girl. She been mad. Nasty. I'm gonna turn to my granny. Girl. I'm gonna put on the wig. I'm about to go into her.
Oh shit, granny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes. Man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm. Yeah. Oh gosh. I just wanna freaking just congratulate y'all on y'all first event, She Pride and whatnot. I've been hearing a lot of good feedback. Like. Y'all really doing it big. Y'all really doing it big. And, like, I'm going to say a good, I'm not even going to give you 5 years, a good 2 years from now, everybody is going to know She's On. Everybody. Everybody. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. Like, this good old celebrities going to be coming to y'all shit. Like, I can feel it. Y'all is freaking doing it big, and I'm so proud of y'all. So proud of y'all. Because a lot of things that you guys have to go through, you could have been just say, fuck it, I don't got time for this shit. Like, hell no, I'm done. And just give up. But no, y'all keep doing it. Y'all keep just, oh, my God, I freaking love you guys. Like, y'all some winners, man. Winners with a capital W. Like, oh, my God, I so love you guys.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I so love y'all. But, it's fine to have sex. By all means, get that good old nut. Trust me, when I got my first one, thanks to KC. Woo!
Oh, Teddy. I think she's the one that we may have that orgasm, man.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
I want my chip, too. I want my chip since I'm on this phone. I want my chip.
Yes, you know, because look, that night that, you know, I was telling you what to do, it got awfully quiet over there. And you had people like, hey, see, was she doing it while she was on the phone? Because, like, I mean, you was like I said, did you figure it out? You was like, yeah, I think I did. So it was like, was she doing it at the time? Or
no, I was. No, I was listening and I was writing stuff down as she was saying. Like, cause I didn't want to miss anything. Y'all think I was playing? I was really, really serious about that. Like, I really wanted that nut. I really wanted that orgasm. So I got quiet. I got real quiet and I sat there and I listened to every word you had to say. I wrote down every tip, everything you had to say. I won't touch it myself. I waited till after I got off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I waited till after you told me what to do, and I, oh, all right, she done? All right, quick, get to business. Like, yes, I waited. Yeah, oh, God. Freaking love you, man. Lord have mercy. I'm going to tell everybody that.
We'll take a cold shower.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay. That's what you say now. We'll take a cold shower.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to
get the bell.
Oh,
man.
No, I'm serious about that. What's up with my tip? Yeah.
I'm going to give you your tips. You just DM me. I'll give you more tips. Okay.
Ooh.
Good.
I get the DM.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Look what you done did.
I can tell you the tips. It's all about, man, let me tell you something. The number one key for orgasm is self. If you can't please yourself, you can't please somebody else. Because when you want somebody else's body, you need to be trying to please them like you want to be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to slide the clit to the left because it's bouncing to the right on you, so why do it to somebody else? You got to learn how to grasp that thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you make love to, when you go down on a woman, when you have sex with a woman, there's no bitch assness in the bedroom.
Yes.
When you eat pussy, you Woo! Make that your last motherfucking yes. meal.
Right.
You hear me?
Yes. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Mm. I'm trying. It's all 100. You gotta keep 100 at all times, man. I'm just telling you, you know, a lot of people don't know self. Self is important. Self is the tool to everything. If you not getting self together, self is not gonna get nobody else together. That's just what it is. So you got to learn how to please yourself, and you need to know some things that make you feel good. So when it's time for you to go do another woman, it's like, damn, you be pleasing yourself and the woman at the same time. Both
yes.
help us tonight. You get what I'm saying? That's what it's supposed to be. Both women are supposed to bust in us at the same time. At the same damn time.
Yep.
What?
Yes, I can honestly say I have gotten so much better at this whole sex game when I had my first orgasm. Like, truly. Before I had that good old orgasm. I knew what I was doing. I could please my girl or whatnot, but it just wasn't there for me. But after that first one, man, oh, man, oh, man, you can't tell me
shit. It feels good.
It feels wonderful. You can't tell
wonderful.
Me shit now.
I'm glad I was some assistance to help you, to help you get that orgasm straight. Because, you know, sometimes you got to... Because you really don't know, but you, man, when you get in tune with your inner beauty, man, you get in tune with your inner self, man, psh, who, what? Why our stuff tastes like crackle? Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but yeah, sweetheart, I want to definitely thank you for tuning to She's on Radio. Do not.
You already know.
Come on, something else. So, y'all ladies, y'all know how we do the topics. Y'all hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, so I can get these topics together so we can talk. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. She's on Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
You have a nice night, okay?
You too. Good night. All
right. Teddy, this weekend was awesome with you. I really appreciate you for being there in attendance. You really did your thing. You had it blocked. You had this, you had that, boy. I'm trying to tell you, I have fun with you. Every time we get together, we have fun. You You feel me?
You already know. You already know I got your back to the end. Through hell and high water, I am there, man. I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me and are giving me now. I salute you, bro.
No, you know, I give it to you because you're family, and family stick together. No matter what, family stick together at all times. That's the agenda, so that's what we're going to roll with, right?
You know,
I definitely want to thank all the promoters and all of the performers, King Cal's, Pretty P, you know, all the performers from Baltimore and D.C. and Maryland, North Carolina, and the different cities that came out to perform at She Pride. I'm sorry. I know some of y'all on the phone probably, but I'm sorry if I did not get to kick it with you all. As you know, a promoter never gets to kick it with anybody. But, you know, we go around, we do everything. I just want to let everybody know that I love them. Trust me. It's just, you know, and that was for you, baby, for to make y'all have the successful event. Nobody was messing with that event. If I had to run around to make sure that event was going to be 100% positive, that's what it was going to be. It was going to be 100% positive. So I wonder why I'm thinking that I was MIA or nothing like that. No, baby, I was making sure this thing was successful. And it was. It really was. And I think everybody that traveled to She Pride met some awesome people from California.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Met some awesome people from California. So a lot of you ladies are on the line that do live in California. You've been asking me, KC, when are you coming to California? Well, guess what? December 1st, I will be hosting in California a very, very, very hot party in the building. Miss Javon's birthday party. Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Ecstatic.
Me neither.
Can't wait. Yes, Teddy, you're on the road with me. Yes, you are.
Road trip.
Yes, we'll be coming to Cali, lady. So, yes, I will be giving y'all more information on that pronto. Also, www.shezone.org is the website for lesbians to get in conversation, mingle. All that good stuff you can do on shezone.org. You know, you can post any pictures you want. And you don't have to worry about going to shezone jail because we ain't with all that bitch assness. You can post as many naked ass pictures as you want, girl. You do what you want to do.
Yes, honey.
Yes. But you know, I love y'all so much. I love you, Teddy. I really do.
Love you, big girl.
What you call me, big baby?
Bro, I told you, I ain't gonna do that no more on the radio. Mm-mm.
All right, we ain't gonna tell nobody our business.
No, we don't. Not tonight, honey.
Okay, boom.
Okay.
All right, Teddy. Tell everybody how they can get in contact with you.
Y'all can get in contact with me on Twitter, TeddyBear_VA83, or on Facebook.com/Bishop1983.
All right, and ladies, y'all can definitely get in contact with me, KC, at Facebook/JUSZKC again, /JUSZKC. That's Facebook. Or you can get in contact with me via Twitter at KCVIAC. I'm on tag, just KC. Everywhere else is just KC yourself for Twitter. So you can definitely hit me up, Instagram, all that good stuff. And definitely tweet me, because I will tweet back. Yes.
Tweet me too.
Yeah, man. Don't send me no tweet, man. I send one back, then you go MIA. Because then we won't have problems. I'm going to give him a belt. So, you know. Love y'all, She's On. Love y'all so much. Thank y'all for all the love and support that you ladies have been given to She's On. Okay? It's real appreciated. And definitely, love y'all. so much. And y'all ladies have a nice night. See you tomorrow.
You know.